My final guest on the program this evening is Philip Sink. He is a postdoc here at the University of Missouri School of Music, focusing on composition. He's teaching courses in electronic music and composition. Welcome to Columbia and welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So it's a brand spanking new position. Mm-hmm. What did the School of Music, when it was advertised and then when you got here, what are their expectations of you over the course of your tenure here in Columbia?
Well, the postdoc is a very unique position because there are not many postdocs in music, first of all. So this particular position is kind of half-time teaching and half-time research. So the research portion is more of me doing my own work, doing my own creative work, and developing as a composer.
As you were coming up and deciding, yeah, I want to get a degree in composition and I want to write music, who are some of the composers whose works have really inspired you?
I would have to say the gateway drug was Stravinsky in The Rite of Spring. I remember hearing that in high school, where I was in band and was exposed to a lot of band music, but that was one of the first orchestral pieces that really got me into thinking about composition as a career. And more recently, I have my taste changed quite a bit. There was a moment in time where I really loved minimalism and post-minimalism, but now I like a lot of the Brit composers like Thomas Addis and Oliver Nussen, and a lot of the more recent Italian composers such as Romitelli, Luigi Nono, and Donatoni. So as far as American composers, I really enjoy John Luther Adams and still have that appreciation for what he has done. And I thought he was doing something unique. His philosophy was to compose his landscape. He spent a long time in Alaska, and you can really hear his intent, which I think is incredibly important as a composer.
That was a selection from John Luther Adams' Pulitzer Prize-winning work, Become Ocean. My name is Trevor Harris. This is Mizzou Music. Here's more from my recent interview with postdoctoral fellow in the MU School of Music, Philip Sink.
As a composer, we can do anything we want. So pretty much we've experimented enough to have all of these techniques and all these sounds on the table for our own composition. So we can be as eclectic as we want. We can pick and choose styles and different sounds and different techniques all in one piece. I mean, you can have like a really dissonant section right next to something more consonant, for instance. And it all depends on, for me, your concept in mind. And I really focus on having students write pieces where they're trying to say something. It may not be super clear on what they're trying to say, but as long as they have a certain goal in mind, or maybe an imagery that they have in mind, or even maybe a political statement that they want to make, but maybe in a subtle way, and talk about all these different ways you can portray things outside of just composing music for music's sake.
Now, historically, a composer would write a piece of music, and the players would interpret it, mm-hmm. and they would play it, and there it was done, or maybe they'd record it, and there might be an album, or later there might be a CD, now there might be a digital file. You work in multiple forms of media. Mm-hmm. How does that execution look? When you're done with a piece, it's not just a sheet music, or there may be some notes mm-hmm. on there, but what's a standard Philip Sink composition include that maybe a standard Stravinsky composition didn't, because he wrote 100 years ago?
Well, I have different sides of my composition. You know, for acoustic writing, I tend to write pieces with a score, and And I really focus on making the score look as good as I possibly can to portray enough information for this, the performers to interpret my music without me being there. That's always a, that can be problematic if you don't have enough information. On the other hand, I think you can have too much information in a score where it is overwhelming for the performer. So I try to, you know, be in the middle somewhere as far as giving enough information but not giving too much information. But the other side of my composition is audiovisual. I like to compose electronic music with a video in mind. So the finished score there is the actual video with electronics behind it. And that takes different shapes. For instance, I tend to sketch out things visually on, you know, blank sheets of white paper when I'm thinking about writing electronics and video piece, where either I have maybe a storyboard that helps me lead the piece through different scenes or different forms, and then also lots of different notes based on the sounds I want, and trying to organize it in a certain way to kind of keep track on where I am, because electronics, you don't have a score in front of you. You have a sequencer or maybe even coding that goes along the way. So that's quite different. That's a different approach of creation than the standard acoustic writing. Some of the trends now in electronic music are these big spatialized pieces where you have, you know, an array of like 100 to 200 speakers all around the space. So there's that trend. And also another trend is these live spatialization, where a composer would be at the mixing board and then in real time send sound around the space, which is great. The other trend that I'm really big on is the audiovisual route, where composers now have the tools to make really cool visuals for their pieces and have that going on at the same time. I tend to work with more fixed visuals because you can make it look really nice, and it takes a long time to render. If you ever worked with 3D rendering software, it takes very, very long time. So you can't do it on the spot. But another trend is to do these live video interactive visuals that happen in real time. And I would say maybe those are the two big trends now in electronic music.
That's MU School of Music postdoctoral fellow Philip Sink talking about trends in electronic music composition. My thanks to him for being a guest on the program this evening.